And I think I'll finish off by reading a few of these poems that are part of a series that I'm working on. I call them neo-pastorals. I think in part because I was embarrassed to write actual pastorals, but more because the word pastoral etymologically derives from a pastor or a shepherd, and there's usually some kind of social aspect, meditation on rural life, and these are more about perception and the perception of phenomenon and how that affects the perceiver. All of these poems are in the same form. They're 12 lines, 4 tercets, 4 3-line stanzas, and I'll just finish off by reading a handful of these short little poems. First one is, and I should just say as a caveat, I've actually had to have an encounter with the things I'm describing. That's the only rule I set for myself in writing these. Heron is the first one. Endued in shadow, still upon a complacent pond surface flecked with mid-afternoon, stippled in the negative space of branches branching, we nearly overlook your birth on banks that emerge into the Blue Ridge eventually. Quiescent, born into slower time than flitting gaze, not yet croaking quark, quark, quark to celebrate nightfall, gradual as a coastal shelf, you readjust a long neck, slim beak, settle in to stalk the water, inscrutable, even before suddenly, dart quick, your neck unreels to stab a fish.